The people have a mandate. The TDs have been dealt their hand, and they have to work out the best. If we take it back to Donegal County Council, it's more or less the same thing. We work as an all-inclusive council. It's working fairly good. There has to be compromise. We have to give way sometimes. We don't always get our own way, but we have to work for the people who elected us.
What role do you think independent TDs will have now in those government formation talks?
Well, there's a big percentage of independents and others, as they were called. Within that group, there are left wings, there are right wings, there are centre. They have to, I think everybody has a mandate and they have to come together. They have to work to the best of their ability to form a government and serve the people that elected them.
Now, we do know that they're so different in terms of policies and with parties and that kind of thing. Do you honestly foresee a way that they can compromise somehow?
What their policies are, what they actually say before an election and what happens after an election is two different things. And maybe when somebody goes in and opens the books in the finance department and says, look, this is where we're at, it's just physically impossible to cure the health problem, the housing problem, and various other problems all at the one time. I did say that we've become a community of instances. We just want everything to happen today. But I think that, again, we have to sit down. We've got to work out to the best of our ability what we can do. Should it be housing or should it be health? And see the best solution that we can get. And I think the only way that is an all-inclusive.